And I remember reading in the Post, it was before, or in the papers before I came on, there was a great concern because several orchestras were starting to complain about the poor dressing room facilities and at the Albert Hall, and it wasn't really up to scratch. And I'm sure maybe one or two orchestras declined to come. And this, so it focused the mind of politicians such as John to want to build what they called in those days a festival hall complex, which would include the building of the refurbishment of the Theatre Royal. And I think that did get voted through as an intention in 1975. There was a bit of a blip to that story because in 1976 Labour became very unpopular and was roundly voted, I won't say completely out, we lost seats heavily and we lost power. It was a very heavy defeat for the Labour Party in Nottingham. Conservative Party took in and took over, and Jack Green was a leader and Bill Bradbury was a deputy leader, and they had a different agenda, and they were quite honest about it. They wanted to protect ratepayers' money, and they said, well, we'll continue to refurbish the Theatre Royal, but we will stop the concert hall, as it was becoming known. So everything got stopped on the concert hall, but the Theatre Royal did continue. And I think it was about 1978, that was a year before I came on, that it was reopened, and in its all its splendour with the columns, the Corinthian columns, I think they are, I think we all became very proud of it, and that's as I know things happened up to I came on to. Back into when I became a councillor in May 1979, we had a meeting that night. I was quite new to being a councillor, and we had what they call the first group meeting, which was that same day, that same night. Votes were counted in the afternoon. I was congratulated. We all were congratulating each other. 7 o'clock at the council house in the building we're sitting in now, first group meeting. John Carroll sat in the first group meeting. There was about 30 of us there, and said, "Well, right, the first thing I want to tell you, folks, is this means the concert hall is going to be built again. I'm determined to get it built." And that was, I remember that being said at his first meeting. He said a lot else, some of which I better not repeat, because he was very. He said what he thought. You knew where you stood with John Carroll, and I've got a lot of respect for him. I was very proud to have known him.